Welcome to the Conscious Parenting Radio Show, loving, empowering, and respecting God's children with your host, Timothy Stutz. Timothy is a master of many ancient arts and sacred sciences, as well as a certified children's self-esteem coach. If you are a parent, grandparent, educator, or simply someone looking to experience more rewarding relationships, join Timothy and discover the miracles of living and parenting from your heart and soul on the Om Times Radio Network.
With infinite love and infinite respect, welcome. This is Timothy, and it's my honor and pleasure to be with you. Thank you for being an integral part of this global conscious parenting community, where we're connecting our hearts and souls as we share information and energies, where we help each other ascend to new heights of conscious awareness. We're also linked in this magical process with God's infinite and amazing grace. Let's take a moment now and consciously connect with one another. If it's safe for you to do so, bring one or both of your hands to your heart and close your eyes. Invite any blessed teachers and guides you have, your beautiful children and family members, to be with us energetically. On a long, slow inhale, fill your entire being with the radiant love you are. Hold it for a moment and feel this radiant energy pulsating in every cell of your beautiful body. When you're ready, exhale with a verbal sigh, sending your love to everyone listening in this moment and to those who will be listening to the recording. You can listen to the recording at your convenience on the Show Archives tab at Om Times Radio. You'll also find numerous rebroadcast times at the Conscious Parenting Show page at radio.omtimes.com. To receive the full benefits of the practices and energetic attunements taking place during the program, I invite you to be fully present when listening. If you are unable to devote your undivided attention at this time, please listen again when you can gift yourself with total awareness. Stay with us now, but do tune in again. Devoting your full attention to this program, consciously embracing and transcending stress, may actually be stressful for you. Most of us are used to multitasking. Dialing back to one thing at a time can be stressful, even though in the long run, it's more efficient and productive. It's the only way we can truly be present with our children and everyone else. Slowing down our speech and actions can also be stressful. We've become so accustomed to the quick-changing images and conversations in video games, television shows, and movies. Have you ever noticed how much bombards you in a short 3 minutes? As a result of modern living, most people have an attention span of 11 seconds. Their mind is constantly on the move, jumping from one thought to another, over 20,000 times a day. That's how many thoughts get generated until we consciously take control of our mind. How stressful is that? Our beings are actually designed to think only when you want to think, and then only what you want to think about. Did you know you function most effectively with a clear mind that allows information to come in as needed, that guides your every action with ease and your best interest at heart? Your intuition is designed to be functioning in each moment, not every now and then. As a society, we've forgotten how to slow down, how to live as we were designed. Most people beginning yoga or tai chi quit after a few weeks because they are not used to moving so slow. It's stressful to their norm. When they get beyond the initial discomfort, they find a whole new world of living in harmony with themselves and all of life. John D. Paola said, "Slow down, and everything you are chasing will come around and catch you." Brain research shows that we resist any kind of change after age 15. We love playing with what we already know and are willing to play with it for the rest of our lives. It doesn't matter if it's not in our best interest, painful, or keeps us from achieving our full potential. Throw something new or unexpected into the mix, and all our systems go on red alert. Resistances arise. Excuses arise. All of which seem very valid to our conditioned minds. Minds conditioned by well-intentioned, for the most part anyway, but unconscious parents, family, friends, educational, governmental, and religious institutions, and society. Let me ask you, do you think you'd have the same beliefs, thoughts, feelings, stresses, likes and dislikes, if you were raised by someone other than your parents, in a country other than the one you were raised in? It takes courage to find out who you really are. Be the conscious expression of who you really are. This involves embracing and transcending stress and everything else about yourself. Even listening to a program like this can cause stress. It's moving slower maybe than you may be used to. But just like Tai Chi and yoga, if you don't give in to the restlessness of your mind, you'll find great lasting benefits here. If you have any questions or reflections that you would like to share, please email them to consciouslyparenting@gmail.com, and we'll explore them in upcoming shows or blogs. That's consciouslyparenting@gmail.com. The beloved Fred Rogers, in The World According to Mr. Rogers, said, "In times of stress, the best thing we can do for each other is to listen with our ears and our hearts, and to be assured that our questions are just as important as our answers." As we talked about last week, asking your questions inwardly is personally empowering. Take them into meditation or prayer with you. Ask for guidance as you go to sleep. Be open to receiving answers in many ways, perhaps through dreams, something you read, a comment from a friend, a song on the radio. The universe is talking to us at all times. Perhaps the answer will come while listening to a bird sing, or your cat's purrs while curled in your lap. Answers can arise as your eyes are captivated by a gorgeous sunset, or your dog's tail wagging at the sheer delight of seeing you. Show your children how to tune into their hearts for answers to some of their questions and concerns too. Now, that doesn't mean you tell a child who wants to know how something works or what's in their favorite food to sit quietly, pray, and meditate on it. But you can direct children to sit quietly and reflect on their feelings or their likes and dislikes. So, in addition to slowing down and focusing on one task at a time, how do we consciously embrace stress? An unknown author said, "Stressed spelled backwards is desserts." Coincidence? I think not. We can consciously embrace stress, enjoying it like a delicious dessert, looking for the sweetness in it, looking for the gifts it holds. Harry Emerson Fosdick, a celebrated Christian preacher, said, "No one can get inner peace by pouncing on it." Life brings many challenges, some we consciously create to expand our horizons, and others show up on our doorsteps unexpectedly. These too expand our horizons. Many of these challenges are not comfortable. Some even seem insurmountable, but welcoming them, embracing them, can dial the stress meter back. In last week's show about the gifts of conscious parenting, I shared several, what anyone would call magical or wonderful, experiences with my daughter. Experiences that made me a more conscious parent, a more conscious being. But it's been the tragedies Melanie has faced and conquered that have made me even more conscious. One morning when she was 11 and staying at her mom's, I suddenly felt drained of all life force. One moment I felt fine, The next moment, I had to lie down in bed. I stayed there for over 5 hours. I only got up and dragged myself out of the house because I had a meeting to attend. The entire time at the meeting, I felt uneasy, like I was supposed to be somewhere else. I left the meeting, still feeling strange in a way I had never felt before, and did something I'd never done before. I went to a restaurant by myself, something I'd only done when traveling out of town. Somehow, the warmth and thickness of my favorite Indian dishes sounded so soothing. When I drove into the driveway at 7 o'clock, my mother greeted me with a look of shock and horror on her face. At the same time I felt drained earlier in the day, Melanie had recklessly swerved her bicycle into the path of a car going 45 miles per hour and was in the hospital. Her mom didn't call me right away, and there were no cell phones in those days, so mom couldn't call me earlier when she found out. I actually arrived at the hospital the moment Melanie emerged from all-day surgery. The neurosurgeon said they were not hopeful given the extent of her injuries. She was in a medically induced coma to keep the swelling in her very damaged brain to a minimum. A brain that might not have sustained the damage it did had she been wearing a helmet. Believe me, there's no bicycle, motorcycle, horseback, skateboard, snowboard, or any other kind of ride where your head can hit the ground that's too short to warrant a helmet. Wearing a helmet is not just for the rider's benefit. Many people were affected by that accident, not the least of which was the driver of the car. The shock and deep suffering he experienced from something he could not have possibly foreseen or prevented might have been a lot less had Melanie been wearing a helmet. And in this moment, as we flow into a few minutes of announcements, I invite you to connect in with your heart. Feel the love you are. Feel the love we are. And we'll be back shortly.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Join Elliot Jolish, the business therapist, each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern for the Elliot Jolish Hour as he interviews business experts on your behalf. And you're invited to email your business questions to questions@ecjgroup.com for answers live on air every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Elliot Jolish Hour. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, I'm Katrina Kavanagh, host of the I Am Wisdom radio show. I Am Wisdom is about the connection between mind work and energy work, spirituality, and living a wonderful life. Looking forward to sharing each Sunday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with you.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to Conscious Parenting, Embracing and Transcending Stress. You know, I'm sure there are some of you who know very personally that there are not many events in life more challenging and stressful than losing, thinking you're losing, or almost losing your child. In addition to the emotional and mental stresses of such an event, I discovered there's another layer. It's cellular. A child is not supposed to die before their parent. It's biologically out of order. Melanie is living a life today very different from the one she would be living had that accident not occurred, or had she been wearing a helmet. She was in a coma for weeks, the hospital for months. Her mother took the day shift and I took the night shift, sharing various energetic attunements with Melanie each night. She was and is blessed in so many ways. The minister of Huntington Beach's Church of Religious Science witnessed the accident and started a prayer circle immediately. She didn't even know Melanie. A police helicopter witnessed the accident from above, calling for aid immediately. And Melanie was once again the catalyst for another monumental growth in my conscious awakening. While in the coma, she had one nurse who seemed hurried and frazzled most of the time. Whenever this nurse would come close to her, Melanie's blood pressure, breathing, and heart rate increased. The nurse misinterpreted this as something wrong with Melanie and became even more hurried and frazzled. Children, especially children in a coma, are aware of the energies around them, and they don't need to be bombarded by energies that are other than peaceful and loving when they are already dealing with so much. Observing what was happening, I asked for this nurse to be reassigned. This spontaneous request, early in the morning one night, was not welcomed by Melanie's mom and stepdad, who personally liked this nurse, and yet were not consciously aware of the energies she projected or their effects on Melanie. The discomfort I felt from them did not swerve my decision. I knew what was best for Melanie, and as uncomfortable and stressful as the pressure was from her mom, I stood my ground. I also learned more about the tremendous inner powers we all have to heal ourselves. The second night Melanie was in the coma, the liaison between the hospital and parents said, "You can't tell by looking at my face that I went through the windshield of a car 6 months ago, can you?" I couldn't. The day she got out of the hospital, with numerous surgeries facing her down the road, she and a girlfriend stood in front of a mirror and visualized her face being completely healed. And it was. That night, completely healed. 2 hours, no scars, nothing showing from the severe injury she sustained. While many of us know we have the power to perform such miracles, she had the unwavering faith to do so. She subsequently fell off a chair one morning, breaking her ankle. She calmly sat down, put ice on it, and told her ankle it had 20 minutes to heal before she had to leave for an appointment. It obeyed. We all have incredible powers within, powers that can save us, transform us, amidst very extreme challenges and stressors, and amidst much lesser ones too. And the peaceful warrior Dan Millman says, pain is a relatively objective, physical phenomenon. Suffering is our psychological resistance to what happens. Events may create physical pain, but they do not in themselves create suffering. Resistance creates suffering. Stress happens when your mind resists what is. The only problem in your life is your mind's resistance to life as it unfolds. Paramahansa Yogananda has a very self-empowering affirmation that I love and use daily. It releases all kinds of stress and allows me to empower my body. It begins, "I am the master of this body. It will obey my mind." And then concludes by stating what you would like to shift in your body with faith and firm conviction. For instance, all pain must leave now. Or all cancer must leave now. Or I will sleep peacefully tonight, awakening, refreshed in the morning. So let's practice this together. Please repeat the first two lines after me and then state what you want. I am the master of this body. It will obey my mind. Now state what you desire to shift in this moment. And here's another version you can use. Please repeat after me again. I am the master of this body. It will obey my mind. Every cell, every molecule, every atom of my being is alive, healthy, and functioning in accordance with God's divine blueprint. And here's a very practical one you can use before meals. Again, please repeat after me. I am the master of this body. It will obey my mind. It will easily digest this wonderful meal, assimilate the nutrients to create a strong, healthy body. And it will easily eliminate that which it doesn't need from this and all previous meals. If this affirmation process doesn't yield results as fast as you like, don't give up. We didn't learn to walk and talk overnight. Learning to use our soul power to command our mental and physical bodies takes practice too. But just like walking, talking, running, thinking, and more, it's inherent within each of us. And please know that I'm in no way saying that affirmations like this should be used in lieu of appropriate medical care when needed. The unexpected gifts arising from this situation with Melanie continued. One morning during that first week of the coma, I was walking around the block and noticed a girl about Melanie's age walking towards me. At that moment, I also felt Melanie all around me. I heard her as if she was speaking through and as every particle in existence saying, "Look, Daddy, I'm the trees. Look, Daddy, I'm the sky. Look, Daddy, I'm the little 10-year-old girl walking toward you. Look, Daddy, I'm everything. I'm everywhere." Talk about having one's consciousness expanded. Overwhelmed in tears of recognition, I realized I had to expand even more if I wanted to relate to Melanie on this new level. And I did. And she promised me she would be back if I promised to also stick around. So yes, stress beyond what I could possibly imagine yielded gifts, awakenings beyond what I could possibly imagine. In Unapologetically You, Reflections on Life and the Human Experience, Steve Miraboli said, "I promise you nothing is as chaotic as it seems. Nothing is worth diminishing your health. Nothing is worth poisoning yourself into stress, anxiety, and fear." And it was stress at the core of Melanie's careless bike riding that morning. She had just graduated from fifth grade, the last grade in the school she was attending. Her best friend was moving to another city. Her mom and stepdad had just moved into a new house. The world she knew was disappearing. As conscious parents, we need to be attuned to the stresses our children are confronting. Melanie was scheduled to be with me for 2 weeks when that accident happened, but had asked to go back with her mom early because of all these stresses. While she was with me, I saw she wasn't as centered as usual. She was losing her balance at times, something she never did. We actually sat on the curb and had a talk about being careful, being aware before she really got hurt. Her mom and stepdad were not as aware of the stresses she was experiencing. You know, it's not being easy being aware of our children's state of beings when we have our own daily challenges. Challenges that may be financial, physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual. They may be related to love relationships, caring for elderly family members, business or lack of business, our housing situation, food, or a combination of these. Parenting is challenging. Conscious parenting is even more challenging. As individuals, we have very little control over some of the challenges and stressful situations in life. Environmental toxins, including radioactivity that's so prevalent now, antibiotics, fluoride, chlorine, and other toxins in our water, the nickel being used in gasoline, which disrupts our glands like the thyroid. We may have taken the lead out of gasoline, but we didn't make it any safer. We may have little control over such stressors or silent killers, but we are not powerless. We can make ourselves aware of these issues, let our voices be heard, and protect our children and selves as best we can. We can filter our water, eat foods and supplements that remove radioactivity and other toxins from our tissues. We can exercise, play, walk in nature, and breathe. As you are breathing in this moment, as you are listening, as you are breathing in this moment, as you are listening. You know, some stressors we actually have control over, but create for ourselves anyway. Like not getting enough or even too much sleep, play, or exercise. By eating or drinking too much. By putting foods in our bodies they cannot possibly digest and eliminate. Like GMOs, genetically modified foods, corn, soy products, canola oil, some zucchini and yellow squashes, sugar made from sugar beets, Hawaiian papayas, non-organic meat products where the animals were fed GMO foods, and many more. The vast majority of non-organic products sold in a conventional supermarket, including pet foods and baby foods, contain some form of GMO corn, soy, or other ingredients. You can safely assume that all restaurants that do not openly state they are organic and or GMO free are serving GMO food. Not only do we have Monsanto to thank for leading this GMO assault on our health, we can thank them for MSG, an addictive, highly allergic, deadly, super stimulating toxin to nervous system that doesn't even have to be specifically disclosed in foods. It took a near heart attack for me to learn about the hazards of MSG. We can also thank Monsanto for the glyphosates, think Roundup, the weed killers, which are now a more significant problem in our food chain than GMOs. We'll come back to the enormous stress and hazards of glyphosates after a short pause. Again, focus at your heart. Feel the love you are. Feel the love we are. And breathe. Consciously breathe.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
The truth is, you can't change the world if you're broke. I know, I've tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking about glyphosates and some of the stressors in life that we can shift immediately. Now, glyphosates are the most widely used toxic chemicals in the world today. Glyphosate residue from Roundup now contaminates more than 80% of the U.S. food supply. It's linked to over 32 modern diseases and health conditions, including kidney failure, and babies being born without brains. As conscious parents, it's our responsibility to be very conscious of the foods we offer our children, Do we offer them food poisoned by conglomerates more evil than the Wicked Queen in Snow White, or organic, pesticide-free choices from local farmers? Do we offer them foods and liquids we microwave and molecularly transform into something our bodies do not recognize as food or nourishment? Or do we take the time to actually prepare meals in ways that maintain the integrity of the food? It's no wonder some countries have banned microwaves, GMOs, glyphosates, and the like. As conscious parents, we have an obligation to be aware of all the different hazards and stressors attacking our children and find ways to alleviate them as best we can. These toxins in the air, water, ground, and food are wreaking havoc on their developing bodies. And that's just for starters. Like us, children have their own challenges and situations that create physical, mental, and emotional stress. How comfortable do you think it is for a small child to have an adult who looks like a giant to them, who they depend on for almost everything, constantly tell them what to do and when to do it? What we say, how we say it, and the expressions on our face when we say it all determine whether we are creating a stressful or a loving experience for our children. When someone raises his or her voice at you or glances at you with less than a loving look, how do you feel? Relaxed or stressed? We can truly support our children and everyone else by treating them with gentleness and respect, by listening to them with kindness and respect. Amma, known as the hugging saint, the divine mother from India, says, "Love is a universal religion. It should be expressed in all of our words and deeds. Love and spiritual values received from parents are the strongest assets that a child needs in order to face the various trials of adulthood. It's your love that can help your children face the various trials, fears, and stressful situations of childhood, like being sick or injured, or even worrying about getting that way. Trips to the doctor or dentist can be very scary and stressful. Listening to or watching parents or other loved ones argue or fight with each other. Being teased about their weight or looks is stressful to children. Fears of punishment, darkness, spiders, snakes, and other creepy crawly creatures. Not being liked. School pressures and interacting with other children cause stress. Doing things they really don't want to do when they don't want to do them causes stress. Not having the material goodies that others have can cause stress. Being forced to eat something they don't enjoy. Children's taste buds change with time, and everyone has different combinations of taste buds. Not everyone likes bitter or sour, salty or even sweet. Losing or not being at the best at something causes tension. And if you're a small child, having to keep up with parents when they walk, that's physically stressful, and perhaps mentally if the child thinks they're going to be left behind. Hurrying to get somewhere or get something done on time. School bells have conditioned nearly all of us to be on time and fear punishment when we're not, or rebel by not being on time. And this doesn't go away just because we're not in school anymore. The bells are still ringing in our subconscious. Even watching violent cartoons and other shows or playing violent video games causes physical and emotional stress. Our eyes, the windows of our souls, are designed to appreciate beauty, not violence. Our ears are designed to listen to beautiful sounds, not violence. When we get quiet inside, when the chatter of our mind ceases, we can hear inner sounds far more beautiful and captivating than any sound ever created. And if you notice the lovely ice cream sound, it's going by right now, triggering memories of childhood for all of us. You know, the American Academy of Pediatrics strongly urges parents to avoid TV viewing entirely for children under the age of 2 and to limit the viewing of all electronic media combined to 1 to 2 hours a day for children over two. The average American child spends 3 to 5 hours in front of the television every day. Even 9-month-old children are watching an average of 90 minutes of television a day, while preschoolers are watching almost 4 hours a day. Children 8 to 18 are averaging over 10 electronic hours a day. Peter Mangione, an expert on early childhood learning, asks, how can children bombarded from birth by noise, frenetic schedules, and the helter-skelter caretaking of a fast-paced adult world learn to analyze, reflect, and ponder? How can they use quiet inner conversations to build personal realities, sharpen and extend their visual reasoning? If a child spends an inordinate amount of time on video games or television or computer use, instead of playing and experimenting with many different types of skills, the foundations for some kinds of abilities may be sacrificed. These losses may not show up until much later. Tender young brains need broad, flexible development, not overbuilt neural pathways in one specific skill area. Now, there's disappointments big and little that cause stress. What's stressful for one child isn't necessarily stressful for another. I recall a young boy about 12 who was facing chest surgery when his mother asked me to do some energetic healing first. The center of his chest was caved in, significantly affecting his breathing. It looked like somebody had punched him with their fist and never pulled it out. Turns out he had been punched, only not with a fist, with words. His chest caved in because something his father said crushed his heart. Those same words might not have had any effect on another child. But this boy was very sensitive and, fortunately, very open to healing. When he remembered this incident, let out the related emotions, his chest let go. It started expanding, and he didn't need the surgery. Our bodies hold on to tensions we generate in stressful situations. They reactively, instantly, out of self-preservation, tighten up very easily, but they don't automatically let go of that contraction. Unless it is released, they become stiffer and stiffer, more and more rigid. Our adult bodies should be as flexible and pliable as when we were babies, not crippled with arthritis, pain, and immobility from unresolved traumas that get locked in place. Until these tensions are released, life can be very uncomfortable. Your body may still be holding tensions from when you were a child, from when you tightened up because you were afraid. Have you ever noticed how dust and dirt builds up on the leaves of trees when there is no rain or wind for long periods? That dust and dirt is like the stresses accumulating in our bodies. Then along comes a bountiful rain or blistering windstorm that clears all the dust and dirt away, leaving the leaves and branches sparkling clean. I can literally feel how refreshed the tree trunks, branches, and leaves are after a rain or cleansing wind. Their pores are no longer clogged. They can breathe easier. They feel happier. Sometimes we have things that need to be blown off our leaves, shaken off our trunks and branches, our bodies. No, we can do this by imitating a tree shaking or blowing in the wind. It's fun, invigorating, and something you and your children can do any time to release stresses held by the body. You might want to get your children right now and practice along. You can shake off everything that keeps you from feeling full of joy and health. Just stand with your feet shoulder-width apart with a little bit of bend in your knees. If you're not up, come on, join me, please. Close your eyes and imagine you're a tree, any kind of tree you want. Feel the bottom of your feet, your roots, against the earth, or even imagine them growing down into the earth. Breathe deep through your nose into your stomach. Let it fill up like a balloon as you inhale and empty out as you exhale. Keep breathing deep and imagine that you're breathing in through every cell of your tree, your body, Relax your shoulders and let your arms just dangle at your sides. Drop your chin a little, relaxing the back of your neck. Now, slowly start to bounce in place by bending your knees over and over. Let your heels lift off the ground a little as you bounce. Gradually, bounce faster and faster, shaking off all the dead leaves. After about 100 bounces, when you're practicing on your own, gradually slow down until your body becomes still. Feel like you're still bouncing on the inside and keep breathing deep into the trunk of your tree, your spinal column. Exercising like this will give you and your children the energy, vitality, and wisdom to really enjoy life, everything that you do and love to do. And just like trees need water to develop and grow, children need to drink enough fresh, filtered water every day to keep their bodies healthy and stress-free. As conscious parents, we need to provide our children with exercises and skills like these to face and conquer fear and stress. Skills they can use for a lifetime, not temporary distractions like snacks, games, and movies. We'll explore more of these skills and things that we can do to create environments where our children feel safe enough to give voice to their feelings when we come back from our next pause. Skills we and our children can use to call forth the infinite inner resources we have to stay calm and centered in the midst of all activity and stress. Knowing and having these essential skills will help you and your children transcend stress and interact lovingly with each other, friends, teachers, and the community. As we move into this pause, please refocus your awareness at your heart and breathe. Breathe away any stress. And when we return, we'll explore more ways to transcend stress.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hi, my name is Monica, and I'm the host of Co-Creating Now. Give yourself an opportunity to connect with your all-knowing higher self and manifest joy, love, and peace together every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicers, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to Conscious Parenting. Let's look at other ways we can transcend stress. In The Hidden Power of the Heart, Sarah Pattison says, appreciating each other is a true family value, one that will bail out much of the stress on the planet and help strengthen the universal bond all people have. Like tree shaking, slowing down, affirmations, conscious breathing, being conscious of the foods and liquids we consume, and the safe practice we did in the first show, appreciation is another way of transcending stress. Tell your children and loved ones how much and what you appreciate about them on a regular basis. Giving and receiving appreciation helps stress roll off our bodies like water on a newly waxed car. Over 300 years ago, Voltaire said, "Appreciation is a wonderful thing. It makes what is excellent in others belong to us as well." Make this a family sharing with everyone exchanging appreciations for and about one another. Mark Twain once said, "To get the full value of joy, you must have someone to divide it with." Gardening, nature outings, crafts, non-competitive activities, these are all great ways to transcend stress. Normal child play, running, jumping, walking, riding a bike, swimming, dancing, sports, are wonderful ways to facilitate breathing, relaxation, and maintain a healthy mind and body. Playing means playing for the sake of enjoying the movement and activity, letting go of any competitiveness. True competitiveness is competing with oneself, striving to improve oneself. Andrew Malcolm says, "The car trip can draw the family together, as it was in the days before television, when parents and children actually talked to each other. I found that taking Melanie for car rides provided her the perfect place to feel safe, open up, and share what was alive for her." Children need a place to feel safe, comfortable, relax, and recharge. A place in the home just for them, even if it's just a corner. A place free of all electronic interference, television, computers, games, cell phones, except perhaps for some inspiring or relaxing music. A beautiful place where they can have pictures of pets, nature scenes, grandparents, best friends, and even themselves. Perhaps there are some beautiful crystals, feathers, or a plant there. A place with their favorite colors. Help your child create this sacred space with the same care that you create sacred spaces for yourself. And if you haven't created a sacred space for yourself, please bless yourself with the gift of doing so. In future programs, I'll show you how to help your children create a safe place in their imaginations where they can go anytime they feel stressed. Psychologist William James said, "The greatest weapon against stress is our ability to choose one thought over another." In What About Now? Reminders for Being in the Moment, Gina Lake shares, "We really do have a choice about what we listen to. One channel is the stress channel, and the other is the peace channel. The peace channel can only be heard when we are present in the moment, when we are in the now. To tune into the peace channel, all we have to do is be, experience, notice, and naturally respond to what is arising in the moment. To tune into the stress channel, we just have to start believing our thoughts again. Eliminating stress is just a matter of tuning out the negative and tuning in the positive, and just being, experiencing, and dancing to that music instead of the mind's chatter." Yogananda shares more about tuning into the peace channel. "Many people come to me to talk about their worries. I urge them to sit quietly, meditate, and pray. And after feeling calmness within, say to the Lord, 'I can't solve my problems alone. Even if I thought a zillion different thoughts, but I can solve it by placing it in your hands, asking first for your guidance, and then following through by thinking out the various angles for a possible solution. God does help those who help themselves. When your mind is calm and filled with faith after praying to God in meditation, you're able to see various answers to your problems. And because your mind is calm, you are capable of picking out the best solution. Follow that solution and you will meet with success. This is applying the science of religion in your daily life." And here's one more way to embrace, release, and transcend stress that you and your children can do together. And again, please invite your children to join us. Natalie Goldberg said, "Stress is basically a disconnection from the earth, a forgetting of the breath. Stress is an ignorant state. It believes that everything is an emergency. Nothing, nothing is that important. Just lie down. Just lie down. It's that simple. And if you can do so on the earth, the ground, it's amazing. Dr. Ramesh Kapadia, a cardiologist in India, has taught tens of thousands of children and his regular heart patients to breathe, relax, release stress from the body, develop their minds, and maintain healthy hearts, or even repair a damaged heart, in most cases without the need for surgery. All this simply by lying down and practicing a variation of the ancient Indian practice of Shavasana. Dr. Kapadia's website, www.universalhealing.org, has numerous free book and pamphlet downloads, as well as videos on heart health, the practice we're about to do, and much more. His compassionate heart, vast knowledge, and divine wisdom are blessings to all of us. Are you ready? Simply lay flat on your back with arms at your side, parallel to your body. Even if you can't lay down right now, you can do this. If you're laying down, your palms are facing up. Relax. Feel like you're melting into the floor. Next, you're going to tighten and relax all the various parts of your body by tensing the muscles, holding for a count of eight, and then relaxing everything for another count of eight. Right now, we'll hold these to a count of two. And if you have trouble sleeping at night, if you do this, you might find yourself sleeping very peacefully. So begin with your toes. Curl your toes on both feet and hold to a count of two. Now relax your toes and everything else to a count of two. Pull your toes towards your head, flexing your ankles. Count to two. Relax everything. Count to two. Point your toes away from your head, keeping your legs flat on the floor. One, two, relax. One, two. Tighten the calves of your legs. One, two, relax. One, two. Make your legs as stiff as boards. One, two, relax. One, two. Squeeze your legs together and hold tight. One, two, relax. One, two. Tighten your buttocks. One, two. Relax. One, two. Push your stomach towards the sky. One, two. Relax. One, two. Pull your navel back towards your spine, sucking in your stomach. One, two. Relax. One, two. Make tight fists with both hands. One, two. Relax. One, two. Tighten your biceps, the Popeye muscles in your upper arms. One, two. Relax. One, two. Press your arms tight against your body. One, two. Relax. One, two. With your fingers, pull down on your ears. One, two. Relax. One, two. Squeeze your front teeth together. One, two. Relax. One, two. Your back teeth, one, two, relax, one, two. Press your lips together, one, two, relax, one, two. Open your mouth as wide as you can, one, two, relax, one, two. Open your eyes as wide as you can, one, two, relax, one, two. Close your eyes real tight, one, two, relax, one, two. Press your head and neck into the floor. One, two. Relax. One, two. Now tighten everything in your body all at once. One, two. Relax. One, two. Totally letting go. And when you're doing this on your own, lay quietly for another 5 to 10 minutes. Now stretch your hands above your head and stretch your whole body from the tips of your fingers to the tips of your toes. Then, when you're doing this on your own, hug your knees to your chest, roll side to side a few times on your back, and then rock back and forward on your back, still hugging your knees, rocking yourself up to a sitting position. Now, you can also do this right when you go to bed at night, like I said, and if you do so, skip the rocking on your back. As we conclude tonight's show, please sit or continue lying there quietly for a few minutes and allow the energies we've co-created to assimilate and integrate. Balancing all movements and activities of the day with short pauses for integration between them has a profound effect on our physiology and mental well-being. Take time between doing chores, tasks, the time you sit down to eat, going places. Just pause and rest for a few minutes to assimilate. And please join me next Monday here on Om Times Radio at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific Time. And invite your friends and family too as we transform our entire beings into smiles. I also invite you to visit the Conscious Parenting website at educationofchildren.com. Along with the practices we did tonight, you'll find information and links to articles on conscious parenting. You'll also find The Magical Miracle of You, a multifaceted, enchanting self-empowerment program for children and families. Thanks for being here, and I look forward to being with you next week. Love, light, gratitude, bliss, and health fill your every moment.